I have no choice. I have to. The people want me to run, and they are the ones who support me running. So I obey them.
In that light, Mr. Vice President, so let me ask you, because I have been hearing and reading about a leadership problem or predicament within the opposition collaborating political parties. Is there a leadership crisis in the CPP?
It is a seeming crisis. It shouldn't be, because we do have a document that we agreed upon to bind us. In that document, it was spelled out as to how we go about it. But, you know, the documents are what they are, and people outside may not know all that is in there, so it's their interpretation. But I believe each of us who signed the document is aware of what's in the document, and we are proceeding with it. So we believe at the end of the day, that document will decide which way to go.
When you say signing document, meaning how to go about choosing the standard bearer of the CPP?
Yes, when it comes to that, surely they'll decide that how the whole CPP should work. So we do have a framework document that laid out correctly how we should proceed with nomination or how we go on deciding who should head the ticket.
So, assuming you do not win the nomination, Mr. Vice President, would you support whoever wins?
The law enshrined as to how we proceed with that. And, you know, I tell you, Patsy, there's an agreement. And in an agreement, you follow all the rules to the letter. The outcome shouldn't be predicted. Everybody should know it. So, we have first consensus, and we can't get a consensus, we go out to a VPS, which is the voter's perception. Then from there, the voter's perception will advise those who are going to make the decision as to the way forward. If we abide with all of what is written in there, we shouldn't have problem to decide the outcome.
Mr. Vice President, how are you, or how is your health?
Very, very good. You hearing me? And I said I was very well, and I took my vaccination and sat out. I'm very, very well.
You see, I'm asking that question because some Liberians say that you are an old man and may not be well enough to take on the challenges of the presidency.
Well, that's their saying, and I know the status of my health. I'm not complaining. I haven't been in hospital for the last, 2 years or so. So I'm good as I can be to be able to assume any responsibility, and I'm discharging my responsibility on a daily basis, go to my farm, come to my office. I haven't been complaining. Age is what it is. I mean, I can't change that, and I thank God that I am as old as I am, and I will be even much older, but I'm as healthy as can be.
Would you be willing to make your health records public?
To whom?
In case it's required during the process of choosing the leader.
If it's a part of our requirement, then I should abide with it. But I don't think it is part of our requirement to do so. And my doctors know the state of my health, and they can decide, they can, if we feel it, that it is necessary. But I can tell you, I'm healthy, and I feel very strong to do what I'm supposed to do.
Mr. Vice President, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, James.